Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. Perek Dalet begins with a discussion of dependent Nidre Nazir. That is, a Nidre Nazir that is dependent on the Nidre of another Nazir. And the impact of Hatara by a Chacham, or Hafara by a husband or father, although the example of our Mishnah is always going to be husband. And then once it's finished talking about that, it transitions into the impact of on the Nazirus, if the husband does cancel it, midway through Nazirus at various points. With regard to Mishnah Aleph, we're going to start out with the dependent Nazirios, and we'll see that we learned a very similar Mishnah to Mishnah Aleph regarding the Nedarim in general, when you have a Nether dependent on another Nether. And so Mishnah Aleph begins, Misha Amar Hareini Nazir. So we have Reuven, who declared a Nazirus. V'shama chavero, and Shimon heard, v'amar va'ani. And Shimon said, me too. Really, I will be a Nazir like Reuven, or I will be like Reuven. Not just the words me too, I will be like Reuven. Va'ani, and then Levi hears Shimon, and says, I'm going to be like Shimon. And then Yehuda hears Levi, and says, I will be like Levi. And Yisachar hears Yehuda, and says, I will be like Yehuda, etc., 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 all the way through the 12 sons, right? So, Kulam Nazirim, all 12 of them are Nazirim. But they have established Naziruyos that are each based on the previous person. And so we have a chain here. Shimon's Nazirus is dependent on Reuven's, Levi's is dependent on Shimon, Yehuda's is dependent on Levi, etc. Therefore, if one of them gets Hatara, and this is similar to what we learned in Nedarim, if one of them gets Hatara from a Chacham, that one is going to be Mutter, as is anyone further down the chain, right? Because their Nazirus was all based on a Nazirus that isn't actually Nazirus, because Hatara undoes it from the beginning. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us, Hutar Harishon, if the first one, so Reuven gets Hatara, Hutru Kulam, they're all Mutter, right? Because if Reuven isn't a Nazir, and never was, then Shimon is like Reuven, not a Nazir. Levi's like Shimon, not a Nazir, etc. And they're all not Nazirim. Hutar Ha'acharon, if the last one, let's say Binyamin, number 12, gets Hatara, so nobody is dependent on him. He's dependent on the previous one, but nobody is dependent on him. And therefore, Ha'acharon Mutar, V'chulam Asurim. Only Binyamin is Mutar, everybody else is Asur. By the same token, we could also say that if number 3, Levi, gets Hatara, so then Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, etc., 3 and down are all going to be Mutter. But Reuven and Shimon, higher up on the list, are all Asur. Now the Mishnah now continues by giving us an example of Lashon Tefisa, of a declaration of Nazirus that is dependent on another person's Nazirus. Amar Hareini Nazir, if Reuven says, I am a Nazir, I'll be a Nazir. V'shama chavero, and Shimon heard, v'amar pikefiv. And Shimon says, after hearing the Nazirus of Reuven, my mouth is like his mouth. Now obviously, since you just heard him say that he's going to be a Nazir, so Shimon means that I also won't be able to drink wine. And we know that a declaration of a Nazirus of one of the Isurim is a full declaration of Nazirus, and now Shimon is a Nazir dependent on Reuven's Nazirus. Or if he said, my hair is like his hair. So that too is a declaration of a dependent Nazirus, dependent on the Nazirus of Shimon. Hare is a Nazir. So Shimon is a Nazir as long as Reuven is a Nazir. If Reuven's Nazirus is undone then by Hatara, then Shimon's doesn't exist either. Now we're starting to shift into the husband-wife thing. Hareini Nazir, if Reuven made a Neder Nazir, I will be a Nazir. V'shama ishto, and Reuven's wife heard, v'amra va'ani, and she says, me too, I will be a Nazir just like my husband Reuven. So, mefer es shala, right? The husband, Reuven, like any husband, has the right to be mefer her Nazirus, because that is something which is idu nefesh. And he has the right to be mefer her Nazirus, but of course he can't cancel his own Nazirus. So therefore, hers would be canceled, v'shalo kayam, but his remains valid. What about the inverse? Well, hareini nazira, if Reuven's wife declares, I am a nazir, v'shama ba'ala, and then Reuven hears, v'amar va'ani, and Reuven says, me too. So not only has Reuven accepted nazirus upon himself, right, dependent on his wife's nazirus, But by saying me too, he has also confirmed her nazirus. And we know that the rule is once the husband is mekayim, confirms the neder, he loses the ability to be mefir. It's too late. He already was mekayim. And therefore, eino yochel lahafer. Since Reuven said me too, not only is Reuven a nazir, but his wife is also stuck being a nazir, and Reuven no longer has the right or the ability to be mefir.